In fact, let me give you another version of the story, if you'll permit. There was a father and he had two sons. The oldest was named Joshua. The youngest was named Adam. Now, Joshua was a good boy. Joshua always kept the will of his daddy. Now, Adam was a different matter. Adam had a rebellious streak. And one day, Adam walked out, slammed the door, and said, "I ain't never coming back to this farm," and took off down the road. Now, the father still had Joshua. And Joshua did the father's will, and Joshua was a joy. But the father missed Adam. There was a twinkle in the father's eye that was gone. More than once, Joshua would wake up in the middle of the night and hear his father in his sleep crying out, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" And Joshua knew that the heartache of his dad would never be fixed until Adam could be home. So Joshua started to hang out at the marketplace, listening to the grapevine, to get news about where Adam might be. One night at supper, he said, "Dad, I think I know where Adam is. But it's not good, Dad. He's far from home. He's with the pig farmer. He's in another country, Dad, and he's sick. And Dad, I don't think he'll ever be able to make it home by himself. You'll never see him again unless you let me go for him." And because the father loved Adam so much, he sent Joshua to the far country. And Joshua left, and Joshua found Adam in the back of some barn, sick and feverish, lying on a mat of straw. He picked up his head, cradled it in his lap, and Adam opened his eyes. "Joshua, what are you doing here?" "I've come to take you home, Adam. Dad misses you." "Oh, Adam, Joshua, I could never get home. I'm too sick." "You can get home if I bring you home in my power." About that time, the door to the barn opens and the pig farmer walks in. "Put the man down. He's in my debt and I own him now. He's not yours anymore." Joshua stood up big and strong, looked the pig farmer in the eye. He says, "I don't care how dirty or smelly I have to get in this country. I have come to pay his debt and I will not leave until it's paid." And Joshua got into the filth and the muck of the far country. And he paid Adam's debt. Then he went back to the barn and he made a yoke in the shape of a cross and he put it on his back. And he put Adam on it. And he took off for home. And one day, just before the sun went down, the father looked and there he saw. He saw Joshua carrying a cross and bringing Adam home. And he ran down to the gate and he threw his arms around him and he covered him with hugs and he covered him with kisses. And he said, "There has never been a party thrown like the party I throw tonight." And the fact is, folks, the Pharisees never believed God was like that, or they wouldn't have asked the question. Do you know what the point of the three stories of Luke 15 is? I'll give it to you in four words. People matter to God. People matter to God. All people. Every single one. And what does that mean for a church that wants to base its values on the things that matter to God?